This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Let's look at Luke chapter 11 verse 1. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." The disciples were with Jesus and they saw him go to the mountain early in the morning. Sometimes Jesus leaves them behind and goes up to pray. The disciples saw that Jesus took his prayer seriously and asked him, "Teach us to pray." Not that the disciples did not know how to pray. They wanted to know what it is that makes Jesus take time off to pray. They asked, "Lord, teach us to pray the way you pray. Teach us to enjoy praying." Prayer is one of the most basic necessities in every believer's life. It is our lifeline to God, for it is an important channel of communication that links us with God, who is our life. But just as a child needs to learn about the proper way to communicate with people, we have to learn the proper way to communicate with God. In many churches, we say the Lord's Prayer Sunday after Sunday after a long prayer. Do we mean it, or is it an indication that our prayer is coming to a close? Jesus taught us to enjoy our conversation with God. Enjoy the time alone with God. My friend, we must avoid giving lame reasons why we don't pray. There are four excuses. The first excuse, we are too busy. Often the first thing given up by a busy Christian is his prayer life. The second excuse, we don't believe prayer does that much good. The third excuse, a loving God should provide for us and protect us from the disasters of life, such as disease or accidents, without our asking him. The fourth excuse, prayer is boring. People who use this excuse forget the fact that prayer is a conversation with God. Listening to God speaking to us through the Bible and talking to God through prayer. You can't have a close relationship with anyone, including God, without persistent and intimate conversation. Prayer doesn't change God, it changes me. A colleague asked C.S. Lewis if he really thought he could change God with his prayer for the cure of his wife's cancer. C.S. Lewis replied, "Prayer doesn't change God, it changes me." The value of persistent prayer is not that God will hear us, but that we will finally hear God. Keep in mind that Jesus has taught us to address God as Father. A loving father listens to his child, but does not blindly endorse every request. Instead, the loving father provides what is needed, including discipline. Someone said, "The man who thinks only of himself says prayers of petition. He who thinks of his neighbor says prayers of intercession. He who thinks only of loving and serving God says prayers of abandonment to God's will, and that is the prayer of the saints." To pray is not to impose our will on God, but to ask God to make us open to his will. In other words, we pray not to change God's mind, but for God to change ours. The Lord's Prayer is the most perfect of prayers. In it we ask not only for all the things we can rightly desire, but also in the sequence that they should be desired. This prayer not only teaches us to ask for things, but also in what order we should desire them. Today will be a good start, my friend. when you pray this one-liner from your heart, Lord, teach me to pray.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.